precinct.
Yes, sir, sure does.
And where all that crosses 124, right there at McCall Road and so forth, that's where it always floods now. And their concern is that when TxDOT puts down more pavement than is out there now, that they're going to increase the flooding. And I would agree that that's a good concern. It's something that TxDOT needs to work out with DD3, and DD6 needs to be involved.
Right, sir.
Because eventually it gets to DD6. And so the whole thing needs to kind of be blessed by DD3 and DD6.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's not that I want to stop the progress. I know they're trying to widen that area. It's just that I'd like to know, you know, it's going to affect Jefferson County, not just Precinct 3, but I'd like to know, you know, just like anyone else that needs to do a stormwater. I think TxDOT needs to at least let us know what's going on, because I'm concerned about some of the farmers, ranchers, and homeowners out there. And I want to make sure we're at least involved in the conversation from some of the TxDOT people.
The word I had was that TxDOT is aware of the problem, but they don't have the funding in this project to increase the opening under 124 where it needs to be. That's where the real problem lies. And those culverts going under 124 right now are very undersized. So I don't know what the resolve is going to be on that, but I'll try to get something out of TxDOT so I can let y'all know.